Your Majesty, what is it?
What's the matter?
What's happening?
Help me!
Oh, you have to help me!
Your Majesty.
I just had a nightmare! A nightmare, I tell you!
What's happened?
Sir, what's wrong?
Is His Majesty all right?
Year 16 BC, Herod, the king of Judea, conquered the city of Jerusalem with the help of the Roman army and took the throne for himself. In a dream which to him is a terrible nightmare, he has foreseen the birth of Christ and is filled with terror. The people of Jerusalem burn with anticipation. They eagerly await the birth of the Jewish Savior, and the city has been flung into chaos.
What's going on? What is it? Can't bear this commotion any longer. Hurry up and inform Issachar we have a potential riot on our hands.
Yes, right away.
Oh, God help us! God help us!
This is a tragedy.
Oh, Issachar.
Now, why are you so flustered, Michael?
You mean you don't know about it?
What am I supposed to know?
Issachar, why do you always like to get others to speak your mind for you? Are you oblivious to the commotion outside the gates?
I hear it. I hear it better than anyone else. Tonight is the night Christ is to be born. The son of Imran.
Imran? Imran passed away a few months ago already. And now we're stuck with this dangerous notion the people foster.
I'm afraid this commotion is quickly turning into a people's uprising. Woe to us, Zedekiah.
You're right, Aphrodite. You're here, Issachar? Have you heard it? Do you know what's going on outside?
The people are gathering outside the temple gate now. You have to think of something, Issachar.
What do you want me to do? Tell me. You want me to go and stop Imran's wife from giving birth?
You hold the great responsibility for the management of this sacred temple. You must say something to them to quieten them down, at least.
And we'll only be putting ourselves at further risk by staying silent.
Ah. Not too long ago, as I recall, back when Imran claimed to be a prophet and spoke repeatedly of divine revelations. Back when he announced, among other things, that his own child would be Christ the Jewish Savior, did I not warn you of the dangers of his so-called prophecy? I told you then to nip this sedition in the bud. Did I not? Huh? Did I not? I told you to get the order for his execution from the city council. Yet you said, you sees. You pitied him, didn't you? You said God himself will reveal Imran's true colors. Well, I ask you, how long must we wait for God to pull his sword from its sheath, then? Huh?
The Messiah is coming!
End the degradation of the Jews.
Get back!
Get back!
The Savior will be born tonight!
The Savior will be born!
We want an audience!
Yeah!
Oh, the Messiah will arrive tonight!
This will be the end of the degradation of the Jews! Our Savior comes tonight! In the words of the prophet, our Savior comes tonight!
Let us go!
Our Savior rides tonight!
Release him!
Release him! Release him!
Get off!
Be quiet! Hey! Now speak freely!
Listen!
Tell us why you've gathered here!
Be quiet!
How is that going to help us?
Exactly!
The Messiah! The Messiah! He will arrive tonight! Our Savior will arrive this night!
The degradation of the Jewish people will end tonight!
Yeah!
The Israelites are all God's chosen people. And therefore we, the Israelites, will never succumb to any degradation. Calm yourselves!
Yes. How can we be calm in the knowledge that our Savior is on his way and that he will bring an end to all our misery?
Yes! How can we be calm when the Messiah is upon us?
Listen to me! Just listen. For years, the rabbis at this temple, including myself, have anxiously awaited the arrival of the Messiah. We all spend every waking hour, every night, and every day praying to God to hasten his arrival. Now I, on your behalf, will kneel down to pray once again for our almighty God to send us the Jewish Savior and deliver us all from misfortune.
So what about this baby that's on the way?
They say this child will be our Savior!
Right.
Sure, they say that, they say that. People do say a lot of things. You should look to us, the rabbis, for God's message.
You're getting excited over nothing. There have been simply none of the signs of Christ's imminent arrival tonight. That event has its own special signs, none of which have been seen to this day. And now believe me in this. The rabbis in Solomon's temple will be the first to know of Christ's birth. And when it happens, we will be the ones to give you the good news.
Where is he? He was supposed to be here ages ago.
May I present His Majesty King Herod, the great king of
enough,
Jerusalem,
enough. Let
and
me
the
through. That's
ultimate
quite
ruler
enough.
Of...
Oh, if it isn't my dear Pericles.
Greetings to the great King Herod.
What is it? Why do you seem so worried, Pericles?
Forgive me for disturbing you at this time of night, sire. I'm sorry.
Nonsense. Kings have nothing better to do than talk. Now sit down, have a seat. So, what's the news from Rome?
I was not in Rome, Your Majesty.
So why have I not seen you around lately?
I was busy attending to a protracted and violent riot on the border with Titnius, Your Majesty.
Oh, so the long journey must be the reason why you're looking so weary.
No, sire, it is the disturbing news which has just reached me.
I see. So tell me, have the slaves in Rome rebelled against Emperor Augustus?
No, sire. Rome remains a strong and peaceful place. The news is about Jerusalem.
Jerusalem? The capital of our empire.
You know what is happening in Jerusalem better than anyone else, Your Majesty. A group of Sadducee extremists have been holding private meetings inside and outside the city. And meanwhile, a group of fanatics have gathered near the temple and are discussing who knows what about
yes,
what.
Yes, they're discussing the appearance of the Messiah.
So you know about this, sire?
Messiahs. Prophets and saints and so on. How many times a week do you think we hear about the appearance of fake prophets, Pericles? Surely you should be used to all the superstitious talk by now.
But don't the Jews believe that the Messiah will one day rule the world, though? Mm-hmm. And do they not speak of Christ coming and leading the Jews to victory over all the other peoples of the world? Surely you have heard this talk. They believe that no one has the power to stand in his way, and they are waiting for their Messiah to help them take revenge on Rome, Your Majesty.
It seems that the beliefs of the Israelites have also influenced the beliefs of the Romans.
Peace be upon the great Herod. But these matters will continue to create problems.
You should follow our example and leave these matters to the rabbis. Kings don't have time to discuss such small trifles. We have rather more important things on our minds, you see.
Have you heard the news yet, Herod? They say that the Messiah will be born this very evening.
Miriam, my darling, please don't start with this again. It's as if the people have nothing better to do than await the coming of Christ.
Ah, but what if the rumor is true, though? Will he not then be the savior of the Jewish people?
I am the savior of the Jewish people. It's me, Herod, the king of Judea, the most powerful man ever to walk among the Jews.
Herod, please.
Please stop this talk at once, or you will make me angry. Pericles and I are discussing something very important at the moment. I think you should go and take a rest, don't you, Miriam?
The course of history is going to change tonight, while you two are wasting your time talking about nothing.
Can you believe her? Believe me, I'd happily give up being an emperor. Actually, I'd rather be a farmer any day. Imagine, sitting in the shade, protected from the harsh sun. Let me tell you something about myself. I've been educated in both Egyptian and Greek philosophy. I'm fascinated by the triangle of art, and of love, and of beauty.
One of those sides leads to death, sire.
But fate comes to us all eventually.
But sire,
you need to stop worrying, my dear man. Tomorrow we'll sit down and talk about security and the extremists in more detail. It's late now, after all, and we're all very tired. Rest assured, I will give it my full attention. So, until tomorrow.
Yes, sire.
Your Majesty, we've deployed more guards in the city as you ordered. We've also placed guards among the people near Zachariah's house in Galilea.
It's not enough! It's not nearly enough! You need to keep a close eye on the priests. You need to control the gates and monitor everyone who enters and leaves. Arrest and question any stranger who sets foot in the city, do you understand? I don't want one word spoken without our guards hearing and recording what was said. And I want you to go to Galilea yourself. I want you standing with the guards at Zachariah's house. I do not want that boy to ever see the light of day. What are you waiting for? Get moving!
Strip you of your crown and your title. No. I won't let them do that to me. I won't let them do it!
I wonder when it's gonna happen. She's been in labor such a long time, hasn't she?
Oh, it sounds like she's in a hospital.
I know. She'll be faint.
You're late, Gola. Oh,
a group of the faithful have gathered outside the house.
At this time of night, they have no regard for sick people at all.
They're here because they're waiting for Hannah's child to be born.
Oh, why can't they come back in the morning? My sister's skin is turning yellow and she's shivering.
Don't let your anxiety add to her pain. Mothers share their distress with their children. It's not your place.
I wish Zachariah was here to say a prayer. I'm so frightened.
It's all right. Stay calm. There's not long to go.
Dear Lord, please allow her to have an easy delivery.
It's hard enough giving birth when you're a young woman. Never mind a woman of Hannah's age. She should never have gotten pregnant.
Elizabeth. Elizabeth!
I'm here. It's all right. Stay calm, sister. I envy you right now. I really do. You are a chosen mother and a very holy woman.
Elizabeth, I'm so frightened right now.
I know, but you have to be patient, Hannah.
Listen, I'm afraid that I might not live through this. Tell your husband, Zachariah, the prophet of God, that he must fulfill my promise to the Lord.
Just calm down. Everything is all right. You'll send your son Christ to the temple yourself.
Most of the people in Galilea have not slept a wink the whole night.
My lord.
Why are you crying, father?
Because, my dear son, our worries will soon be over. The reason our worries will be over is because a precious child will soon enter this world of ours.
What should we do with these poor people? They are so simple-minded.
Tonight's an important night for Jewish people. They live in hope, you see, Jeroboam. Tell me, why did you come here anyway?
Because of...
The baby has been born. The baby is born.
Oh, my dear baby.
I'm going to tell Zachariah the good news.
It's raining.
He's here.
Oh, my dear.
That is the child that Herod wants. But we'll wait for the crowd to disperse first.
This is an old story. Something that happened long ago, which sent Azar to the hospital. You already know that we never hid anything from you.
A love that's not within reach. A sense of peace that's lost.
A person who had gone for years came back and ruined everything.
When the doors of love are closed, evil plans are born.
Your choice is Alirisa. But that doesn't mean Alirisa's choice is you.
I will get what I want in the end.
Alirisa isn't anything special.
Alireza will be happier with me. Even if he's not happy with me, it's not a problem because I'll be happy with him, you see? I'll fight for him. When I think that Alireza belongs to this girl, it burns me up.
You know that everything's over.
Not everything.
Alireza is here.
I'd stop the world for you if you ordered me to do so.
Fazard still loves you.
With Alireza, who's given me all his love, what should I do?
Is there something the matter, my love? Have you got a headache?
Do you want to spend your entire life with a man that you don't love? Lie for your entire life?
What's the right thing to do, Nushin? I wish we could postpone the wedding for a few days. I'm sorry, Alireza. No.
Are you satisfied now? Is this what you wanted? Now we've become the talk of the town? Poor Alireza.
She told me she loves me and...
You satisfied now? Is this what you wanted? Now we've become the talk of the town? Poor Alireza.
She told me she loves me and she always thinks about me. I was being played around with this whole time.
Azar asked me to tell you never to call her again and...
Why isn't anyone telling me the truth?
What do I want from this world?
If you wanted to see the destruction of a father, see it now.
The first night of peace.
The population of the monastery has congregated outside the temple in Jerusalem to seek a solution for the rabbis. But we took our weapons and came here to pledge allegiance to you, Imran's successor.
Our dear Zechariah, O prophet of God, we humbly promise to obey any order that you give to us. Any order at all.
This timber belongs to the temple. Don't get it mixed up with the rest.
Why are you so quiet, Zechariah? You're being a purist. Why don't you talk to us?
That's right, Zechariah. We stand before you, ready to follow you. Give us your command.
We will stand by you till our last breath. You know we speak the truth.
We are with you, Zechariah!
Calm down, my dear friends. Please calm down. Please tell me, what do you seek, my friends? Why do you have swords with you? Did Imran tell us to take up arms? Did Imran tell us to take up arms and prepare for bloodshed? I recall no such order.
But Zechariah, it is our dream to drive out the Roman idolaters and the other pagans from this land. Is that not the case, sir?
Aren't God's chosen people supposed to rule the earth? Is this not their everlasting destiny, sir?
My brothers, please be patient. I would like to ask you, can I entrust you with a secret?
Of course you can, sir.
With just one strike, this blade can spill the blood of anybody, Romans, Jews, believers, and polytheists alike. So let me ask you, which weapon should we be holding? The best weapon is one that has been polished with purity and piety, a weapon that validates the cries of the oppressed. You must nurture virtue within yourselves, and it will grow there. Give credence to honesty and ensure that you reward kindness. And ensure that you all purify your hearts, for the beating will then be heard across the entire universe.
Where are you, Master Zechariah? There you are, dear master. I have good news. The best news. The best news you have ever heard.
Has he been born yet?
He has. I heard his cries with my own ears. He was beautiful.
He has arrived. Thank you, God. The Messiah is here. What is the matter, cousin?
What do you think is the matter? There is no honor left for our family, no honor whatsoever.
What do you mean?
I mean that all your prophesizing has poisoned people's minds. Can you not see that? Look around you, Zechariah, and you will see that I speak the truth.
Stop speaking with such malice and speak clearly to me.
It's better to see the scandal with your own eyes. Lies, it's all lies.
Jeroboam, what are you... Hold on! What happened?
What else do you people want? What else are you waiting for? Return to your homes at once, people! Walk away from this disaster at once! No race has had more false prophets than ours! What an embarrassment this is! Go, you people, go! Get out of here! Go!
Anna, please tell me what's going on here.
The baby is a girl.
Zechariah, what should we say to all those spiteful people who wish us harm?
We were all worried about the agony you would feel after finding out that Imran and Hannah's child was a girl.
The birth of a girl is a disgrace and a complete embarrassment for any family.
But Zechariah, what about Imran's prophecy? And now what do we do about this shame?
Close the curtains now and don't leave the house for a while. Stay in here and stay out of sight until the disgrace of having a girl fades from people's minds. Cut off all ties with your friends and your extended family until the fury of the townspeople dies down. That may be a while.
Why should we be ashamed of God's blessing?
I'm thinking about our family's dignity.
You are the head of the family, remember, Zechariah.
And so I shall answer to the people's queries. Be off with you. Tell me, is the baby well, Hannah?
Yes, she is, thank God. She's fine.
So where is the child right now?
Fuss about? Why are you panting and so out of breath?
Because I ran here, all the way from Galilea.
Do you bring news of Zachariah's household?
Did Imran's wife give birth?
Yes, she did. The child that was supposed to be the Messiah was born. But that child was a girl.
It was a girl?
A girl, you say?
Yes, a girl. If only you were there to see the look on everyone's face when they found out it was a girl, sir. It was incredible. I'll never forget.
We must inform Issachar about this development at once.
This is good. Very good.
I have news for you, Issachar.
This is hardly the time, Zedekiah.
There is no better time for this. I bring good news from Galilee. You will want to give me a great reward when you hear it.
What is it? Don't tell me. The mother and child died in childbirth.
No, they are both doing well.
So what is this good news you bring? Did the baby turn out to be a girl?
They've attacked. You incompetents! May God have mercy on your souls! Did I not instruct you to protect the northern borders with every ounce of your strength? Did you not hear that? Apparently not. You fell asleep. And while you were dozing, they managed to surround you all. And now this is the end result.
They ambushed us from above and caught us off guard, sir. There is no way we could have prepared for that.
And how many of them were there?
They had fewer soldiers than us, but they fought like wild dogs.
Rumors about the Messiah's birth had boosted their spirits, you see. They were the most ferocious fighters I have ever seen.
We sent a message to the Romans beforehand, but we never heard back from them.
The problem, sire, is that your agreement with Emperor Augustus states that the troops I control should not interfere in such matters. The concern I expressed last night regarding the Jews was neither unfounded nor unreasonable. But you did not take it seriously. I told you those rumors would cause trouble for us.
Your Majesty, I have good news for you. The child is a female.
Men, it is time to make preparations.
Have you been given good news about the Messiah?
Indeed. The Messiah has been born. Let the rebels know this. The Messiah they've been waiting for and placing all their hope in has turned out to be a girl. You can go now and be thankful. Luck has been on your side.
Thank you, sire.
Thank you very much.
Words cannot express how happy I am. You know why? Because I was afraid. Afraid that this Messiah would remove me from power and take over as King of the Jews. But all that fear and worry turned out to be for no reason at all. Just look how it turned out. I never thought for a moment that my successor would turn out to be this a girl child.
Dear sister, please don't worry so much. And may God give his blessings.
Oh, my dear lord, I wanted with all my heart to send my child to your house so he could serve you. And I'm still determined to. But what can I do? I've lost all hope. There is no hope left.
My dearest Hannah, did Imran not tell you that you would give birth to a child who would heal the leprous and the blind, as well as raise the dead at God's command? That is precisely what Imran had predicted, is it not, Hannah?
Yes, it is.
And you know that the prophets only say what God tells them to say. They are the messengers of the divine word, after all.
Yes, I know that.
He did not lie to you, Hannah. The boy we await will be a great man. However, he has to be born to a great and pious mother, a woman even more virtuous than you, Hannah. He will be born to a mother whose flesh, skin, and very blood is infused with faith. Do you understand, Hannah?
So the Messiah's mother.
Is that girl, the girl in your arms? The promised Messiah will be born to your daughter. This is what you asked the Lord for. God knows there is no other human being like the girl in your arms. She has greatness within her. Much more greatness than anybody realizes, my dear. We have to take very good care of her, because if the Israelites find out about this, her life will be in danger, and they will never let us be.
Accept this offering from us.
The town of Galilee has narrowly averted a disaster.
I can say with no doubt, Ishika, it was the tact which you demonstrated last night that saved us from this calamity. Dear God, we thank you for this.
A boy who will become the savior of the Jews? What a lie that turned out to be.
What boy is this? What prophet is this? May God curse everyone who creates divisions in his religion. And now all those poor people will turn away from Zachariah. Isn't that just all so terribly sad? Zachariah left alone and downtrodden.
If Zachariah is God's prophet, then maybe I am one of heaven's angels. It's possible, is it not? But where have my wings gone, I wonder? Perhaps my wife is repairing them.
I see some sad faces here. Some people seem to be upset. What is it, David? And you, Jehoash, do you not approve of our sense of humor?
What will come to those who ridicule and laugh at the prophets? This is not something you want to do.
Until only yesterday, you all spoke loudly about the virtues of the prophets. What's more, you urged us to follow them and obey them without question, did you not?
Nobody doubts the virtues of the prophets. You misunderstand. But the piety of false prophets is an entirely different matter.
What does Zechariah gain from being a prophet, though? He works hard as a carpenter. He provides for his family, shares food with his neighbors. He has not taken a single thing from Herod. Ask yourselves, has he taken anything? No, the answer is no.
But this is how any poor rag-clad beggar lives, is it not? If he was truly God's prophet, why does he not have any wealth to show for it? Why are there no angels by his side? Are you not tired of Zechariah's lies? I know I am.
What is your definition of a lie, Aphronim? Until now, I have heard nothing but the truth from him. And I have never seen him sin. He clearly does not speak of religion merely to line his pockets.
You are being extremely defiant, and in the presence of Issachar.
I am sorry, my friend, but I doubt that Issachar, the high priest of the temple, would approve of anyone stabbing his pious cousin Zechariah in the back. He is our role model, after all, is he not? Or am I making the wrong assumption?
That's enough quarreling for today. Get back to work, all of you.
What is it, Nathan? Why are you so silent?
It's David and Jehoash. I thought that they always spoke the truth.
The truth?
It seems we are members of Zechariah's family, yet we are his greatest enemy.
Yes, that is what people say.
But why? And what does he want from us?
He wants to humiliate us. It's that simple.
Have you forgotten that Zechariah is Imram's successor and the head of our family? We're obliged to heed his word.
These conversations are getting tiresome. The old days of men like Imran and Zechariah are over.
Tell me something. Did you know that a lot of people are angry that you've become an instrument of Herod and the Romans?
An instrument, you say?
Politics is a complicated business, Nathan. The Jews? They see no middle ground between faith and blasphemy. That is a dangerous position. For the time being, however, we've succeeded in deceiving the Romans and taking control of the temple, which I should not have to remind you means that we can practice our religion under the protection of Herod and his soldiers. Is anything wrong with that? Huh? Or is it the greatest blessing ever bestowed on the Israelites? What we are doing serves the interests of the Jewish nation.
I have complete faith in your insight and management skills. But yet, everything you just said contradicts what I've been taught. You know I was Zechariah's disciple, and I was Imram's follower. I truly believed him to be God's prophet. There was no doubt in my mind whatsoever. But now...
Nathan. There is no doubt in my mind that you are a very intelligent person. But have you ever heard of a prophet who has made false predictions? Everybody here knows that prophets simply do not lie.
Nathan, did you not feel embarrassed when you heard what people are saying about your family? Did not you feel bad, Nathan? When are you going to stop ruining your image and reputation? Stop being a child. You should have become head teacher of the temple a long time ago. You know that. You should be respected for having the best position in the temple. You cannot afford to be listening to all this idle talk. You're young. You should be enjoying your youth. You should have the best wives and the best houses. Listen, Iskar will help you to achieve all that. He is your brother-in-law, after all. Don't forget that. You have every right to benefit from his support. You won't stay young forever, you know. Just think about your old age, when you have nothing at all to live on. Nobody will help you then, Nathan. Remember that. And please don't tell me you're thinking that you'll just go and beg on the town streets, or adopt a lowly profession like Zachariah has done with his carpentry. Do not tell me that.
You cannot talk about Zachariah that way. I know he is a good man.
Good men who lack diplomacy jeopardize the future. They jeopardize the future for all Jewish people. They think wisely, but act foolishly. You need to think about that, Nathan. Think about that carefully.
My people, why do you lose faith in God's mercy when faced with the smallest test? Remember, we need God. God does not need us. We are the needy ones, and He is the Almighty One. So it does not hurt Him when you lose hope in Him. By turning away from Him in this way, He will not be harmed. Only we will be harmed. There is hidden wisdom in the birth of this girl.
It's not fair that you fooled us by claiming to be a prophet all these years and is striking these poor people with your lies.
Exactly. We have our own problems, you know. And yet, here you are encouraging us to nurture false hopes like this. How can a girl be our savior?
That's right. Why must we be subjected to degradation and humiliation by our own religion? Why don't you just leave us alone to get on with our miserable lives? Can't you do that? How can you have the heart to lie to us like this time and again?
Shame on you for claiming to be a prophet. Shame on you for playing with the emotions of poor people. Shame on you! Shame on you!
Such ungrateful people. What is wrong with you? You turn your back on God's prophet at the slightest sign of trouble. And on top of that, you disrespect him in the most disgusting and cowardly way. How could you?
Respect does have its limits, you know. Describing yourself as a prophet has made you a sinner. Throw down your staff and turn it into a python. Command the River Nile to split into two with your staff. Crush a bird into little pieces, and then make it fly in four different directions. Give us a miracle! That's what we need!
You need to do something in front of these people. Something that no one else can do. If you can manage to do that, then, Zachariah, we'll become your disciples.
A prophet's credibility is not determined by the number of his followers. Many prophets in the past performed miracles, only to be turned on by their people later. Everyone knows that a miracle can only be performed with God's permission, and will only be accepted by those believers who are pure at heart. I am with you. The truth is that even if I performed a miracle for you in Solomon's temple, you would probably then go on to accuse me of being a sorcerer and execute me.
Please, Zachariah, I suggest you stay out of the sun from now on and hire someone else to be your spokesperson.
I can honestly say that I truly cannot bear seeing noble men reduced to insane, rambling idiots.
Dear Lord, have mercy on us. I am afraid of what might befall these people.
Fulfill my promise to you, I swear. The people of this town have all abandoned us. I don't know whether the rabbis will even accept her or not. I have named the child Mary. She is your servant, your humble servant. She is your servant, your humble servant. This is Mary. She will be faithful to you until what your prophet Imran has said comes to pass, until she gives birth to the Christ child as it should be.